Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Do not be afraid, O worm Jacob, O little Israel, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 14. Have you ever felt insignificant, not of much worth, or any at all? It happens sometimes to most believers, and to few believers many a time. The title verse here speaks of worthlessness of Israel, God's own people, Jacob or Israel, compared to a worm. Bildad the Shuhite, one of Job's friends, had this to say when Job suffered. Dominion and awe belong to God. He establishes order in the heights of heaven. Can his forces be numbered? Upon whom does his light not rise? How then can a man be righteous before God? How can one born of woman be pure? If even the moon is not bright, and the stars are not pure in his eyes, how much less man, who is but a maggot, a son of man, who is only a worm? Job chapter 25 verses 1 to 6. How much less man who is but a maggot, a son of man who is only a worm? Because of multiple pressing circumstances in life, some believers consider their condition as that of Israel spoken of by God here, little or insignificant. What's the worth of a worm? Nothing so as to say. Yet the title verse speaks as if God even has a compassionate heart to a person who thinks he or she has no worth at all. Israel lost all its glory because of sins. They were in a hopeless situation of little worth. Yet the Lord did not forsake them. He promised to help them. And He will help you too. The Bible says, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29. Always remember that you are in the safe arms of God Almighty, even though you are passing through a troublesome period in your life. He says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog bless2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.